The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McLaughlin, and we're live here on WWDB. We're going to do something different today. We're giving away free commercials to all businesses and public announcements for your community organization. So what I want you to do, our lines are going to light up very quickly. And what we're going to do is we're going to have you call 888-329-3306, and we'll do your live commercial on the air. That's right, a live free commercials. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. My Independence at Home, and it's My Independence at Home and Daybreak Real Estate team is sponsoring this show. So think about it. How often can you get a free commercial? I mean, think about it. Who say, hey, listen, just call the number. Call us up right here on the air right now, 888-329-3306. Thousands of people will hear you. And maybe you'll get a phone call. That phone will ring. Anyway, this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. Home care. Quality home care. 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one is in need of a caregiver, 215-921-2277. Also, at My Independence at Home, we're hiring. That's right. We're hiring. If you need a job, we have sign-on bonuses, 215-921-2277. At My Independence at Home, we will also train you to be a caregiver, 215-921-2277. If your children, if you know of anyone that needs that job or home care, 215-921-2277. Let me tell you about Daybreak Team, the Daybreak Team, Keller Williams. That's right. That's our co-sponsor, the Dawn Harris. She is a realtor and a realtist. If you want to buy or sell a home, you want to call Dawn from Daybreak Team, the Daybreak Team, 610-601-6961. Dawn Harris, Daybreak Team, Keller Williams, 610-601-6961. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time of the year. If you want to sell your home, the real estate market is booming. If you're living in your mama's basement, this is the right time to buy a house also. Don't forget the Daybreak Team of Keller Williams, Dawn Harris, 610-601-6961. Okay, we're waiting for people to call in here. We want you to call up the station and get my voice off the air, because I'm going to be here for an hour. If you enjoy your business, if you want the world to know what your business is and what you're doing, or you want an announcement out there, the time to call in is now. Call in now and get your free commercial. Again, the number to call to do a live commercial, it's 888-329-3306. Again, 888-329-3306. Until somebody calls in, I'm going to let you know about My Independence at Home, the home care agency that you should be using. At My Independence at Home, we care about you. We have coordinators. We have social coordinators. We have all kinds of schedulers, 24-hour scheduling, a scheduler. We have at My Independence at Home, we have a community liaison. That's me. I will help you go through the process. If you want home care and you want to get it through the state, I'll show you how to do it. First of all, first thing you need is you can't make any more than $2,300 a month. Your assets, not including your house, cannot be over $8,000, and you need a medical need. So what would you do? You would dial 215-921-2277. Said, I want to speak to Reggie because I want to be on the waiver program. And then some of you are going to say, well, what is a waiver program? The waiver program is funded by the City of Philadelphia, the state of Pennsylvania, federal money, and PA lottery, they pull it together, they give it to us so we can service you. So if you are a person in need of home care, you can get it free. Now, the process is not easy. You know, the government never makes anything easy for you, but that's my job, to help you go through the process and make it smooth. 215-921-2277, My Independence at Home. Okay, we have a call on the air. We have Constance. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine. Now, you're calling from Atlanta. I know you. Is that right?
Yes. You do. I'm a Philly girl, but I live on a transplant, as they call us down here. I owned Madame Butterfly 2 on Washington Lane for many years.
Let me tell you something. I remember, because I'm looking at your name, when I was married, for the first time anyway, I would buy clothing from you right there on Washington Lane in Staten.
Oh, my God. Well, you could do it again. We're still alive, okay? Madame Butterfly is, I have a small brick and mortar down here in Atlanta, but I am online, and I do FacebookLive.com. I do FacebookLive.com once a month, but I am, twice a month, but I'm archived. So if anybody were to go up on FacebookLive.com/Constance Booth, you will see the archive shows that I have, and the things that I have there are orderable. Okay?
Well, I'm going to let you do your commercial, but again, I remember your store. It was a very nice boutique you had there. Very good. Well, by the way, you're good. Whoever did the buying there was really great, because my wife used to love that. You?
Me. I bought. Yes, I did the buying. What is your full name now?
Reginald McLaughlin.
Yeah, I thought I knew the name. I thought I knew the name when I saw it, but I said, you think you know everybody in Philly. And what was your wife's name?
Lynn. Lynn McLaughlin.
Lynn McLaughlin.
Yes. Actually, I did the buying for her. I would come into her your shop and buy clothes for her.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm here again. So you can still buy clothes for whomever you're married to or wanting to buy things for. And I'm going to give you the phone number. So how do I make
okay, what I need you to do, a couple things. I will be in Atlanta in the next few weeks. So I have your number. I will call you. But what I need you to do is do a commercial. So and let the people know all about you. Starting now.
Okay. Hi, my name is Constance Booth. A lot of you know me as Connie Booth from Madame Butterfly 2. I was located on Washington Lane for many years, but Madame Butterfly is now part of the new age. I am online. Madame, with an E, Madame Butterfly 2, TOO.com. And you can go online and see my merchandise. But even more importantly, and to see the current things, you can go to FacebookLive.com/Constance Booth, B-O-O-T-H-E, and you'll see the archived shows that I have, and you see the current merchandise that I am just putting in every week. And Philadelphia is my home. I am a Philly girl forever, even though I'm a transplant down here in Atlanta. And the phone number where you can reach me is 678-760-8911. 678-760-8911.
Ladies and gentlemen, please support the people who support you. Small businesses need you. Give Ms. Constance Booth a call. And by the way, again, I'm going to be in Atlanta, and I have a new wife. So she's going to need new clothes.
Well, yes, and make sure I'll do something very special. I'll make it so that the two of you or your friends can come in here and we'll do a little situation. It'll be just solely for you.
Well,
I'll spoil you.
Okay? I thank you, and I will give you a call. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for having me.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye. Next, we have on the line the famous Miss Gloria Wilson.
Lord.
Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Good afternoon, Reggie. It is so good to hear your voice. I've been missing you. I was going to call you if you hadn't texted me to let me know that you guys were coming on live today. So I'm calling, though, in behalf of my illustrious alma mater, Lincoln University, the first Black to Blue Grammy college in the world. And we are having our annual Golf Scholarship Invitational on Monday, July the 26th at the Hartsfield National Golf Club in Avondale, PA. It's a scholarship fundraiser for those students who want to realize their dream of attending college but don't have the full financial wherewithal to do so. So it's going to be, tee off time is at 10 a.m. It's going to be from 10 until 3. We are also having a breakfast that starts at 8. Registration can be achieved by either going online to www.aalupa.org or calling PGA Golf Master Anthony G. Shipley, who is also a Lincoln alum, class of 1990, at 443-276-4279. We are encouraging sponsorships. We have sponsorship packages, and we want our sororities, our fraternities, community organizations, church groups, My Independence at Home, and other organizations to come out and be a part of this.
Well, I thank you very much for that. Can you give the phone number out again? Because
certainly.
Yes.
The phone number to Mr. Anthony G. Shipley, who is a PGA Golf Master, is 443-276-4279.
Now, you know, I'm getting older, so I'm actually taking golf lessons now. I have virtual golf, and then I have a trainer that I'm taking lessons with also. So I believe in the sport of golf.
They're offering a golf clinic. They're actually doing a golf clinic that's going to start that morning. So before you actually hit the course, you can get some tips from professionals.
Well, you know what? That's what I'm probably going to be there because that's my new sport. I tried playing basketball. Of course, playing basketball, I tore my Achilles heel, so I can't play basketball anymore. So now I'm a golf man.
Well, let me tell you something. My husband, who was 6'4" and had to have all of his clubs specially made, became a golf fanatic late in life. I should say late in life because he was about, you know, anyway, he would not like me to tell his age. But anyway, he practically lived on the golf course, and so does my baby brother. So, I mean, whatever it is, I know that it's addictive. I know that there are several people in the Philadelphia and surrounding areas who would love this. And I really appreciate your giving me the space and the time to talk about it because I think it's a worthy cause. And you're going to be meeting a lot of other people who are just as supportive as you are in terms of this kind of activity.
I thank you very much for that.
On the side, can I give one other event?
Sure.
This Sunday, which is the 4th of July, people may or may not celebrate it, but I've learned that in Philly, 4th of July is like Christmas. Black people, the Spirit of the Drum, will be doing a Bring Back Black Life, and they are going to be hosting a Spirit of the Drum Fellowship at Malcolm X Park, which is at 52nd and Pine Streets in West Philly, and it's going to start at 1 and go to 4 p.m. He said, bring your instruments, bring your drums, bring whatever if you have a pot and a wooden spoon, whatever it is, just come out and be a part of it because it's about the spirit and the positive energy. And it's about, you know, coming in, lending your voice, bringing your hearts together, and being strong enough to live the life you've always imagined.
Well, give out that phone number one more time, please.
That phone number is 267 area code 784-4671. And this is the Spirit of the Drum Fellowship, Sunday, July 4th at Malcolm X Park, 52nd and Pine Streets. West Philadelphia.
I thank you very much for that, and you have a great day. Thank you for all this great information you put in out there. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McLaurin. I'm sitting here, Lisa Robinson, the CEO of My Independence at Home, and Dawn Harris, the Daybreak team has flown away. They're on vacation, and they left me here all by myself. But What they said is, let's give something back to the community. We get it. We get it. We have to give something back. And right now we have the mighty Mr. Darryl Kasten. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hey, Reggie. Thank you for having me, man. And it's Joe Nessa Home Health Aid, LLC. Come on now.
Oh, well, listen, that's not my job to put that out there. All right? I have you on the air, you know, so you have to do some work yourself.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to say congratulations to your new move. And I know that you're going to be very successful at your new location. So that's the first thing I want to put out there. But there's a couple of things I want to talk about before we even get into Joe Nessa and the home health aid training. First thing, you said you were very interested in playing golf and that you were playing golf, right?
Well, I'm getting lessons now. Yes.
I had to hear that. I just felt there was only one problem.
What
Don't
is that?
Don't you have to call it in the golf club?
Do me a favor. Cut this dude off. Why you got to let the world know I'm short?
I was wondering, you know, being a big Tiger Woods fan myself, you know, I always realized that the clubs are like half the size of Tiger. I was wondering how you would navigate that particular issue.
Why are you going to put me on blast in front of thousands of people?
Reggie, I love you. I love you, Reggie. No. But what I'm here to talk about is things have been tough, man. It's been difficult getting people into people's homes to do this caregiving and this companionship over this last year and a half. And I just want to say, I'm sorry for all the families that lost someone to this COVID thing, man. And I just hope that everybody's out getting vaccinated, man. It's important. I know some people feel some kind of way, especially in our communities. You know, I say our communities, you know what I'm talking about. But particularly in our communities, man, because we suffer with so many other things, high blood pressure, you know, diabetes. We don't need to go out with COVID. So I'm talking to your listeners and, hey, look, let's get it vaccinated so we can all be together again. And I will say that. But as far as the training program, man, we're trying to get people into our program or back into the program to start doing this home health aid training thing so we can get people back in homes. I have so many opportunities with employers calling me, telling me, Darryl, I need people to come into these homes and care for these people. But like I said, with the pandemic and the PPE and the, you know, unemployment stuff, people actually are taking advantage of that, which I have no problem with. But my number is 215-802-7500. My name is Darryl Kasten, and my program is called Joe Nessa. It's a home health aid training program. It is an 80-hour course. We not only do training, we do placement along with that, along with resume development, professional development, and we pretty much cover the whole gamut. All we ask is that you have the desire to be a caregiver. A high school diploma is not required, no specialized training at all other than just the need and the desire to make someone comfortable within their home. People want to stay in their homes to watch their own TV. They want to eat their own food. And most importantly, they want to sleep in their own bed. So I'd like to say that again. My number is 215-802-7500. Call me any time of the day because people in need of care in their homes, they need that all day long. So I'm on standby waiting for anybody that's interested in this type of training. Once again, it's 80 hours. We do it over a two-week course. We get you in, we get you out, and then we get you placed with a family, an agency, and, of course, we do all the things to prep you there, to instruct you on how to get your PPD. We pull up your criminal background. We do all that stuff on site for you. And, of course, like I said, the resume development, if you don't have one, we help you with that. And, of course, we teach you a little professional development on how you should behave and, you know, accommodate people within their homes and even dealing with family members. So, Reggie, once again, the number is 215-802-7500. I want to congratulate you on your new place, man. I missed you at the last place. I hope you have me in the host like you did before, because I heard you say Lisa and Dawn is on vacation, like they coming back. You know, which I'm pretty surprised, because I can't see how anybody, first of all, would leave you in charge of anything. But I love you nonetheless, Reggie.
Boy, I tell you, Darryl, when I see you, dude, it's gonna be me and you, man.
look, man, I'm gonna go with you when you pick out this golf club, man. I was. See how this works, baby. And I'm also interested on your swing, man, because you're not as Reggie. I'm feeling you, but this golfing, I think we should go to something else, man. Well, I got a sport I think you would be really good at.
And I'm supposed to say, what is that? So you can just, what sport is that, Darryl?
Reggie, I love you. I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay.
Man,
but I all right, but before you go, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that Darryl at Joe Nessa, and we joke a lot because I do know him. Darryl is the man. If you want to learn about home care, you want to learn about how to take care of your parents the right way, you want to call Joe Nessa. You want to give Darryl a call. And it's important that you support the people within your community. See, Darryl, sometimes people take their money outside. That's why we give these free commercials. the people that are coming on the air are real people like you, not these big giant companies. Some might be big giant, may call in, I don't know, but support the people that support you, to support the people that look like you. That's very important, because Joe Nessa get people to become caregivers, and they have jobs. You're not selling guns on the street.
I'm glad you made that point, Mr. McGlone, because I got to throw this in there, man, which I didn't throw this plug in there before while you don't want to hear. My program is absolutely unequivocally affordable. Absolutely. So if you call me, if you're in need of anything, or there's some finances that you need help with to take our program, because once again, my whole goal is to get a caregiver in every home. So please take me at that. And once again, get your COVID vaccinations. It's important for us.
Oh, yes, it is. I got my shots.
I miss my brothers and sisters out there. Reggie, I miss you too. I don't know why. But for some reason, you know, I have this infinity to want to hang around bad boys.
Well, yeah. I want to thank you very much for calling in. Daryl, please give out that number one more time.
It's 215-802-7500.
Ladies and gentlemen, give him a call. And how long is the course again? How long does it take?
8 hours long, given over a two-week period, and we place you 3 to 5 days after completion of the course, as long as you have a two-step PPD test.
Daryl, thank you again.
Hey, man. Thank you, man, for having me, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone. This show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. If you or your loved one are in need of help and kind of services, if you need a caregiver, 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. My Independence at Home. Again, here's a company that's saying, Reggie, we want to get back to the community. So what do? We give away free commercials. What does a free commercial mean for you? That means thousands of people will hear about you and your product. Thousands of people. And not only My Independence at Home, we have the Daybreak team of Keller Williams, 610-601-6961. 610-601-6961. Dawn Harris from the Daybreak team of Keller Williams. And what does that mean? You're going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy a home. What is wrong with Dawn from the Daybreak team of Keller Williams? What is wrong with saying, hey, this is somebody that's giving back to the community, somebody that's putting back, not just take, 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 take. They're putting something back into the community. And I hope you do call Dawn, because this is the time you buying a home, spring, summer. It's usually spring and summer where people, and fall where people buy homes. Why don't you just call Dawn Harris at 610-601-6961. Dawn Harris, Daybreak team of Keller Williams, 610-601-6961. Why do you want to call Dawn Harris from the Daybreak team? Because Dawn Harris is supporting this station. Dawn Harris is sponsoring the Empowerment Zone. And yes, I'm promoting that because people like Dawn Harris can go anywhere. They can put ads on the back of a bus somewhere. But they said, no, I'm going to put the money right here where it belongs with the people. So, again, Dawn Harris, the Daybreak team, 610-601-6961. And you should buy a house. Did I ever tell you guys that Dawn sold my daughter Sydney a house? Sydney, my daughter Sydney, at the age of 26, bought a house. She's 29 now. Is she 29? How old are you? Well, okay, Sydney's not here. But as she's 29, Dawn Harris, right? I think sold her a house. And that means that she has equity. She's got something in the pot. That means she bought the house 5 years ago. She made, within 5 years, if she was to sell it, it's worth about $30,000 more than what she purchased it for. Now, this is what you need to tell your children and the people you love. You don't have to rent. Stop renting. Call Dawn Harris, even if you have credit problems. Say, hey, I got credit problems, Dawn. I want to know, what can I do? You say, Dawn, you call 610-601-6961. Dawn Harris, the Daybreak team from Keller Williams. You want to call her, 610-601-6961. With credit problems, she'll help you. You say, Dawn, I don't want to buy a house right now. I want to buy it 6 months to a year from now. What do I need to do? Well, you just pick up your phone. You call 610-601-6961. Dawn Harris, the Daybreak team of Keller Williams, and she'll help you. Most people can't buy a house right away. You need some time. And just like I said, you have credit problems. They have people that will help you with your credit. Don't be afraid to buy a house. You should be afraid of renting a house, because when you rent a home, you don't own anything. You're just paying somebody else's mortgage. When you, that's what you look at renting, hey, I'm paying someone else's mortgage. So give Dawn Harris a call, 610-601-6961. Again, Dawn Harris, the Daybreak team, real estate, call them up now. Put that number, lock it in, 610-601-6961. Dawn Harris, the Daybreak team, go out there and buy that house. Don't rent, buy, and buy right now. Also, my major sponsor is My Independence at Home. If you're in need of home care, we at My Independence at Home, we get paid a few ways. One is through insurance, long-term care insurance. If you have that, then we'll work with you. Private pay, of course. You want to pay us? Yeah, we'll take the money. And we have the waiver program, My Independence at Home. People are living longer. I mean, right now, I don't know what the average length age the people pass, but we're up into our 80s now. Before, you were living in your 60s and 70s, 80s and 90s. And people need help. You need help with your activities of daily living. Is that it, Cam? Activities of daily living? So people need some help there. Cam, by the way, we have Cameron Ward Stokes here. Mr. Stokes, tell me about what is it that you do for My Independence at Home?
Yeah, thank you, Reggie. So with My Independence at Home, I'm a care coordinator. So I started as an intern, but what I do as a care coordinator now is if somebody is interested in home care services, I would be the one to reach out to them, and I would do an intake assessment with them just to see what some of the needs are.
What is an intake assessment?
So it's just basically an assessment to see what some of their needs are, some of the things they'll need assistance with. So we already have an idea of what kind of caregiver needs to be in their home before we actually start their services. So if somebody wants to, let's say they want to start services in 3 months, we would do an intake now. We would help them with the process of going through the waiver program, which takes 30 to 90 days. So it could take up to 3 months with that. We get them through the waiver program. We help them with that. We do the intake assessment, which I said is just seeing what their needs are, some of the things they need assistance with. And then we just try to assist them the whole way through. So we want to just be there for them. If there's anything they need with the waiver program, we try to just help them through the application process.
So now, say, for instance, if I was a participant, I say clients, but they're actually called participants.
Consumer participants.
Consumers,
yes, sir.
Yes. So you come to my house. Do you call me on the phone?
Right. So before the pandemic, we would be in your home. We would do the intake assessment just so we could get an idea of what the home also looks like, so it's safe enough to put a caregiver in the home. But since the pandemic begun, a lot of people are just more comfortable doing things over the phone. So we'll just give them a call, and we'll still ask them if are you comfortable with us coming in the home? Do you want to do the intake in the home? If they say no, of course we just do it over the phone, and then we'll just assist them with their application, which can either, like you said, the waiver program, or if they want to just pay out of pocket, that's about $23 to $35 an hour. And that rate is dependent on the intake that we would complete with that potential participant.
So now, when you do your intakes, do you match a caregiver with the participant, or just throw somebody in there who has no knowledge of what the participant needs?
Are? Right. Yeah. So if we would have just thrown somebody in the home every time, we probably all would have lost our jobs by now. So So it's a process of what we do. So we do the intake. Like I said, see what their needs are, some of the things they need assistance with, and then we send that over to our schedulers to start vetting some caregivers that may be a good fit. So let's just say a caregiver, they live in City Line Avenue, and we have a potential participant that also lives in City Line Avenue. Of course, right there, that location is a good fit. So now we need to see if that caregiver, what kind of level of care would that potential participant need? And then we would hook them up with which caregiver would make sense, the most sense. So if somebody needs complete assistance with bathing, with dressing, with if they need their diapers changed, or if they need to be, turned over every few hours, or if there's any wounds that they have that needs to be cleaned, most likely they'll need a CNA, a certified nursing assistant, a caregiver that's at the highest level. And if it's somebody that's just needs assistance with taking them outside or getting their nails done, getting a haircut. Of course, then we could start looking more on the lower skilled caregivers that we do have that may be a good fit. So we always try to just vet the caregivers with what's the best for the actual clients and the consumers and the participants that we do have or potential ones that we may want to add into the future.
So how does it feel working at My Independence at Home? Is that I know you have to say it because this is being taped, but I mean, do you like your job? Like your job? Is it a good job?
So if I didn't like my job, I wouldn't be saying it on the air. But I've been with My Independence at Home for 2 years. And as I said earlier, I started as an intern. So as an intern, I worked with you and we went out into
we used to work
every day in the heat. It was the summertime at that point. So 90 degrees. So different type of market events outside, working with different agencies that may have not home care agencies, but just different, different companies that may hold different events and different workshops or anything it may be. And we go there and we talk to the people in the community. We try to, sometimes not all people need home care services. So if it's something they may need, if they may be interested in life insurance or may be interested in finding a home to live in, we have those connects to help those people out. So that's what we did. That's what I did as an intern. So I guess I went off on a tangent a little bit, but
No, it's interesting. People don't realize that what an internship can do just by going in. And I think it was a paid internship.
Yeah, it was paid at that. Yeah, it was
so
a paid internship.
So you came in as an intern, and now look at you. I mean, you're the man. Cam's the man to go to. Right?
I wish
you're
I was
tech
the man.
Guy. The computer guy.
Yeah, I try to help out.
Social media guy.
I try to help out as much as I can with all different fields. But yeah, as an intern, I did those type of events with you. I also controlled the social media pages, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I also helped Lisa, who owns the agency, the CEO of the company. I helped Keon, who's the director of business development. Anything
that's nepotism. That's your brother.
and nobody didn't need to know that. But yes, my brother Keon did help me with the internship and help me get my foot into the ground and learn more about the home care industry and ways to help. And I have a new fondness and I have a new appreciation for what all those every day you might look outside and see somebody walking in scrubs and you just appreciate of what they're doing now, especially in the times like this with COVID. You just always have to appreciate what they're doing. You see them on the bus 6 a.m. in the morning. You see them late at night getting off the bus or just walking, and you just always know, they could be the ones taking care of your grandmother, your grandfather, your uncle, whoever it may be. That person may be the one to save their lives. Sometimes people might fall. You always need a caregiver there. Some people may need a caregiver there to just assist them and help them and make sure nothing does happen to them. So I do have an appreciation for the caregivers that we have.
Now, your family member has a caregiver. Is that correct?
Yes. My great-grandmother has. She's actually with My Independence at Home. She does need she's in great shape, but she does need a caregiver there to help her with reminding her to take her medication. It could be simple as that. Just making her a meal in the morning, making her bacon. She loves bacon. Making her breakfast.
Who doesn't love bacon?
Everybody loves bacon. Turkey bacon, pork bacon, whatever bacon it may be. Everybody loves some sort of bacon. But she just needs somebody there for a few hours, just to remind her to take her medications, turn her TV on for her, make her a meal, talk to her, be a companion for her. And maybe as simple as that. It's for anybody over the age of 18 or anybody with any form of a disability. So everybody may need the services at some point in life. And it shouldn't be anything where you think you're only getting these services if, you're in bad shape or you're not doing well. But it's for anybody that may need the services. Everybody needs you need services.
Wow,
needs
between you and Daryl, right? You got jokes, man.
You talked about your foot earlier with your Achilles. Everybody needs you probably need it. I was there for you, helping you get in and out of the car.
I forgot about those days. I had a scooter, remember?
Yeah, the scooter. Help putting the scooter in the back of Ubers for you. Just helping you out anytime that may have been.
Yeah, but you're right. Everyone is going to need some kind of help. Your body breakdown. I mean, I'm 65. I feel a little achy here and there. And if I did need services, I would call My Independence at Home. And the whole thing about home care is matching that participant, the client, the consumer, with a caregiver. I see people, they have their caregivers, they have nothing in common. Some people like to talk. Some people just want to listen. Some people want to walk. Some people want you to go back and forth to the market. So you have to have that mentality. You have to have some kind of spirit together for it to work. I mean, you don't just come sit in my house and drink coffee and sleep.
Well, I might do that, but I'm not a caregiver.
You don't want a caregiver that's going to be asleep when you're sleeping.
Right.
Because they're not doing their job. They need to be up. So when we have a 24-hour call center.
Yes, sir.
Right. And people who work 11 to 7 at My Independence at Home must call in every hour on the hour. Is that correct?
Right. 11 to 7, 8 to 8, 8 a.m., 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., whatever overnight shifts or middle of the night shifts that may that a client may need. So, yes, like you mentioned, it's a 24-hour answering service. So beginning at 11 p.m. until 7 a.m., every caregiver that works overnight is required to call in, and it's called just a check-in. So just call in and just give an update on what the participant may be doing. If they're sleeping, watching TV, just woke up from their sleep, went downstairs for a quick meal, whatever it may be at that time, you just want to call our answering service, 24-hour line, like you mentioned, and just give an update on the participant. You know, we don't want anybody to be liable for the caregiver was there, the caregiver never checked in, and something happened to the actual consumer in their sleep, in the middle of the night trying to get up. So every hour, we just want them to just call us and just check in.
Yeah, and that is important. People say, well, I don't want to be on. I don't really have to call every hour. Yes, we can't be. We have, what, almost 300 employees?
About that.
We can't be in.
And almost 300 consumers also.
Right, so we can't be in everybody's house. So that's a way of controlling the environment for the participant. That's the way that we know you're up. You're behind in sleep.
Right.
You're not sleeping because you want to call and they check you because I see the emails. As a matter of fact, I try to get off those emails because somebody coming. He's sleeping. She's eating ice cream.
Yeah. If you leave your phone on in the middle of the night while you're sleeping, you may hear the vibration or the ringer, whatever it may be, going off.
Cam, I put my phone in the other room. I answer every call. I have this thing. I'm waking My Independence at Home. Rinse me, go on speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, and that's now we're talking about the emails that come through from the answering service in the middle of the night.
Yes. It's,
yeah, so we have maybe 10 to 15 overnight consumers. So consumers that receive either overnight care, 24-hour care, whatever it may be. But they are receiving those services at night. And their caregivers are checking in every hour in the middle of the night to give an update on that consumer. So whatever their status may be. So as you mentioned, you just want to make sure if they're sleeping, if they're awake, eating, whatever it may be, just give an update so we know that the caregiver is there, that the caregiver is doing their job, that they're not sleeping, and that they didn't leave out to go back home or whatever it may be. We know that they're there and they're giving an update.
So how about the caregivers clocking in? So sometimes some companies, they don't know when the caregivers are clocking in. The caregiver could be, oh, yeah, I'm at work, okay, and they're not. So how does My Independence at Home track the caregivers?
Yeah, so we use the HHA exchange app that we have. That's to track all of our clients, all of our caregivers, all of our participants. And the caregivers will check in on their app, and they would clock in on their app and clock out on their app. Whatever time they come in, whatever time they leave, they clock in, they clock out through the app. And as you mentioned, we're able to track that on our website, and we're able to see that, oh, we have a missed clock in. We have a no clock in. They clocked in 2 minutes before. They clocked in 2 minutes after. Whatever it may be, we know exactly what's happening. And that's how we stay on top of all of that, with the clock in and clock
out. And that's
out.
Very, very important. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is brought to you by My Independence at Home, Home Care with Compassion, 215-921-2277, 215-921-2277. Daybreak Team of Real Estate, of Keller Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody's going to buy a house. Give Dawn Harris a call, 610-601-6961. Someone's going to sell a house. Give Dawn Harris a call, 610-601-6961. 601-6961. And we're going back to the phones. We have a brave person calling in and going to give their commercial. Melissa, welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hi, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm quite well.
And good, yourself? Good. I can't complain. I'm just finishing up for the day, so I can't complain. I can't complain at all.
Tell us about your business.
Okay, so my company is called Aged Well Physical Therapy. We are a physical therapy company. We treat patients in the home. You don't have to be homebound. And we focus on teaching clients how to age well. So my background, I'm a geriatric clinical specialist, so I've taken the time out to study how the body ages. I'm also a certified exercise expert for aging adults. So, and then we also have backgrounds in for younger populations. But one of the conveniences of using AgeWell Physical Therapy is that you get one-to-one physical therapy in the home. We bring everything that you need, whether it's weight, bands, equipment. We're not distracted. We're totally focused on you, and you get an hour of one-on-one therapy. We take Medicare, Keystone. We take all the Blues. We take some Cigna insurances, and we've pretty much grown by word of mouth. Everyone that sees myself or any of my other therapists, they totally love us. And we service the Philadelphia area, Montgomery County, and we have some clients in Delaware County. We also have a large group of clients in Bucks. So we pretty much service the entire Philadelphia area.
So how do people get in touch with you?
So if you want to get in touch with us, you can always check us out on the web, www.agewellphysicaltherapy.com.
Slow down.
If you want to give us a...
Wait a minute. Oh. Can you do that slowly, please?
No worries. www.agewellphysicaltherapy.com. That's our website. And you can always give us a call at 484-393-2243.
Now, the name of your company again?
AgeWell Physical Therapy.
Now, I remember you. I met you at Oak Street, I think. Is that correct?
Yes, you did. Absolutely.
So someone hit my car, and my hand is hurting. I think you're the one who told me. They hit me on the left, but I'm hurting on my right side. And I was wondering why. And can you explain? Do you remember that conversation?
I absolutely remember that conversation.
Can you let people know why I hit on my left and I hurt on my right?
That's a really good question. So one of the things is if you're getting hit on the right, so what would happen with the impact is that your body would have slammed, like your neck probably slammed or your ear might have slammed towards the left shoulder. So you could have caused some bruising to the soft tissue on the left side. So that makes sense. So if you were hit on the right, you were pushed aggressively to the left side. And so that could cause some soft tissue injuries, some swelling, some strains. So the fact that you're having pain on that left side, it absolutely makes sense. And you most likely would have compressed some nerves on that left side. So then if you have left hand tingling, that's absolutely to be expected.
Well, it's the opposite. So, I was hit on the left and hurt on the right. But yeah, I do have my fingers. It's like it moves by itself. It just moves.
So if that's the opposite, if you were hit on the left, your body was slammed, crunched to the right. So then you would have injured some nerves on the right hand side, and then it could cause some, numbness and tingling on the right hand.
So if I need physical therapy, I could use you, AgeWell Therapy. You would come to my office or my house and do physical therapy?
Absolutely. So depending on where you are, we want to make sure that, you're fitting the geographical area. But we definitely have seen clients at work, and we've also seen clients in the home.
Well, I'm on City Line Avenue. Avenue. There's no such thing as City Line Avenue.
Absolutely heavy in that area. So, yep, if you want to be seen at work, we can see you at work. Make it very convenient. We've seen physicians in their offices. We've seen, clients. It depends, telehealth. So we've definitely seen people at work as well, just to make it convenient. So, if you're in a busy day, you need to get to where you're going, and you got 1 hour for lunch, we'll see you in and out, and boom. So,
Cam, do we have any of our participants that need physical therapy?
I'm sure. And if we don't, we always need a contact for somebody to just send somebody to, a referral just to have to send.
I mean, that was a good thing for us to have a someone we could just go out to the house and do it, because a lot of our participants can't really leave the house.
Yeah, so of course during COVID it was really helpful because, you know, if you're going out to a physical therapy office, and in some cases people need to do that, but if people just wanted to, you know, have one-on-one therapy with one person, not having to share equipment, that's one benefit. In terms of people who are taking care of their parents, you don't have to worry about taking mom to therapy and picking up my kids. So, you know, therapy's coming to mom, and you don't have to worry about, you know, transporting your loved ones to and from somewhere. And what we tend to do, if there is a case where it is, you know, someone who's an older adult with maybe dementia, we leave notes for the family so that communication is staying open. So we treat everyone, if, you know, whether they have dementia, whether they're homebound, whether they're someone just busy that just needs to get out and about. So we really try to cater to, you know, all populations and make things convenient.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, how do people get in touch with you? Because I need you to call me. I think you have my number.
Right.
I need to get this. I need therapy. I really do.
I know.
Not mental therapy. Cam's laughing.
I know. Physical. Yes, absolutely. So we'll definitely do a consult just to make sure that, you know, everything's on the up and up and we can meet your schedule's needs. But if anyone else needs to get in contact with us, again, our number is 484-393-2243.
And the name of
that number, and it's Age Well Physical Therapy. So we're a mobile physical therapy company. We come out into the home. What we like to say is that we'll meet you where you are.
Well, that's good. I definitely will be using you. I did check with my insurance company, and they said they actually wanted your information so you know where to bill, because I'm not paying you. They're going to pay.
Absolutely, yeah. So we do work with auto insurances as well, particularly after, you know, there's been some sort of accident. So we've, you know, dealt with State Farm and Progressive and Geico. So, we do have the ability to bill those companies. So, yeah, we'll definitely talk about that.
Great. Then we'll talk off the air. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for the opportunity. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McGlaughan. I have Mr. Cameron Stokes sitting there silently. Say hello, Cam.
Hello, Reginald. Nah, thank you. Thank you for having me, though. I do appreciate it.
Okay, let's talk about you for a second. What is it that you're doing? What are you going to do? You're going to be in My Independence at Home your whole life?
I do appreciate Miss Lisa and everything she's done for me. I'm not sure if that's what the rest of my life entails. So, but I am, like I mentioned earlier, I am in school. I go to Delaware State University. I'm a mass communications major. And I've always just been interested in working with cameras and working with the radio and recording and editing the recording. So I've always had an interest in working with soundboards and all different things of the background of being on air. So I've always had a good interest for that. So that's really what I'm looking for. And sports. So it's always been something where I wanted to do work in the sports field, sports radio field, sports entertainment field. And that's just working in the backgrounds, working with the camera crew, working with editing and recording and just helping out the on-air talent. So that's what I'm in school now for. And I hope that's what I can make my career out of.
Well, that's good. And the good thing is that, again, like I said, Lisa, she knows you in school. She's encouraging you to go to school. She's not holding back. You get to make money while you're in school.
Right.
That's a good thing, right?
You got to pay off tuition somehow.
You got to pay that tuition. Exactly. Yes, you get to make some money. I would think that you people think my job is hard, but it's not really. I mean, because I like what I'm doing.
Right.
I really like what I'm doing. So it's easy to me. It might think it's hard, but it's easy to me.
Yeah, the hardest part about our jobs is probably waking up in the morning to get to work. It's probably and the traffic home is probably the hardest that we have to do. But we do enjoy what we do. You in particular, you go out into the field, you talk to people, you get an idea of who may need services and what other services somebody may need. As you talk to the woman from the physical therapy, people need physical therapy. People need life insurance. They need a referral to a doctor, whatever it may be, you're able to just connect with them and get them to those connections. And me, I just help people with referral. So helping them with the services and helping them be approved for services. So you gotta love, especially the joy once they go through that grueling 3 or 4 months of the process with the waiver.
Oh, yes.
And finally they get approved and you can just always in the voice just hear them being so happy and ready to start those services. And it, we like doing what we do, and we do have an appreciation for everybody we work with and who we see on a daily.
That good, getting on a waiver program is brutal. They want your firstborn.
This is rough.
You got to get 5 years of bank statements. You got to show your insurance documents. They document everything. But there's a lot of fraud in home care too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fraud. People split the checks, meaning that the aide and the participant, they get services that never work.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure that happens. I'm sure.
And then you have ghost participants where some agencies, some people, because I guess they have dementia or whatever, don't even know they qualify and they're collecting checks.
Oh, wow.
And you know what the one that really get me is the ones who really cheat the caregivers. The companies that do not take taxes out of the caregivers' pay, mm-hmm. they give them more money but no taxes. At the end of the year, they're going to owe the federal government money. They call them independent contractors. That is actually cheating a caregiver.
Wow.
That is because think about it. You only get to make so much money as a caregiver. Now, why do I want to take $2 now when I got to give $2.50 to the federal government at the end of the year? These are companies, a lot of them are not African-American-owned companies, by the way. I tell you, I know a lot. Some of them are home care agencies that do that. Definitely, ladies and gentlemen, if you have your caregiver or you want to be one, make sure that you have taxes taken out of your check. Make sure you have benefits. Can you tell about the benefits at My Independence at Home, Cam?
Yeah, so some benefits that we do offer, of course, health and dental benefits. We have, of course, the holiday pay and pay sick days. But we also have performance-based bonuses. So you get a bonus if, let's just say, we get a call from the consumer you've been working with, and they just have nothing but praise for you. You come in every day. You're working hard. You're doing your job. You're connecting with that participant. We will give you a performance-based bonus, or maybe something like a referral bonus, where you're referring people to our agency and they're ready to work, and you're working with us now. That's we will give our referral bonuses if you meet the requirements for that. We also have end of the year bonuses and gas reimbursement. So if you were to take your consumer, your participant to CVS, you take them to the doctors, you take them to the supermarket, and you use your gas and you use your car, then we would reimburse you for that mileage. So we also have Employee of the Month bonuses and, of course, weekly pay and overtime pay and direct deposits, you know, those things. But the rest of those bonuses I mentioned and all the other benefits are some things that we do offer.
You know, at My Independence at Home, we don't allow you to work 90 hours. It's impossible, ladies and gentlemen, to be a caregiver and work for someone for 90 hours a week or all the. You have to go to the bathroom, you got to sleep. And then some of these companies, this is where they really, really cheat the caregivers. They do not pay time and a half for overtime. Mm-hmm. They'll say, I'll give you $15 an hour, but you're going to work 90 hours. If you were some of them smart enough, you think about it. If I work 40 hours at $11 an hour and got time and a half for the other 40, I would be making more money.
Right.
Why do people think $2 is going to help you? You got to be a little smart with that.
Yeah, and a lot of the caregivers that usually works are young. They're coming out of school or they're in school now. So they may not have a complete understanding of how that works. So it's always good to have just another person, you know, that they don't have to be, of course, an attorney, but just somebody that may be good that with numbers and good with reading and say, hold on, this doesn't really make sense. If you go over here with another agency and work 50 hours and you're getting your time and a half for those extra 20 hours or 10 hours, whatever it may be, you're actually making more than you grueling for these 90 hours and you're only making your stable pay of whatever that may be, $13, $12, $11, whatever that may be. You know, sometimes once you break it down to a person, it starts to make sense.
Okay, we're going to go. We got some late callers here, but we're going to get these commercials in. We got Ms. Jones. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. I wish you'd have called earlier because I definitely would have given you more time.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, okay, well.
Tell us about you and your commercial.
Sure, your business. Absolutely. Sure. My name is Moni Jones. I'm the social media editor for the Philadelphia Sunday Sun, one of the largest and oldest black-owned newspapers in Philadelphia. Our issue hits stands every Friday in Philadelphia and the tri-state region, In addition to, you can find our publication online at phyllissun.com, and you can follow us on social media on Facebook and Instagram at Philadelphia Sunday Sun, and on Twitter at Phyllis Sun News. And to subscribe to our newspapers, you can also do so by visiting our website at phyllissun.com. And for 6 months, for $26, you can have the Sun also delivered directly to your door.
Oh, you know, I haven't had a newspaper. I haven't read the news. I go online now.
Okay.
But I do like to have a paper in my hand at times, though. I miss that.
That's good.
I miss that.
Well, we can help you with that.
If I go online, what do I have to do to order to get the Sun?
Okay. So when you go to phyllissun.com, and you will see a button that says donate, and you can either donate or purchase a 6-month subscription, or if you want to be really specific about it, it's phyllissun.com/home-delivery, and it'll take you right to the page.
So hey, I'm going to order. I'm in Jerry Montezaire. I know him. Well, I knew him.
Okay. Yes, he is our late founder and publisher.
Yes.
And Sun was founded in 1992.
Right, guys. I with Jerry, we used to do. My brother and I had a business, and we did advertising the paper there. And also, I joined the NAACP because of Jerry Montezaire. He was a good guy. Jerry knew everybody and everything.
Oh, thank you. Well, and just a little bit of history and how things sometimes come full circle. Our publisher, who was Catherine Hicks, and she's one of the few Black women-owned media companies that actually own a newspaper in the nation. She is scheduled or next to be inducted as the president of the Philadelphia NAACP.
You're kidding me. That's good.
Nope.
Wow,
yes.
Now I will register and vote. Don't you have to vote for that? Because I have to vote for Jerry, I think.
You'll be voting for Miss Catherine Hicks.
No, I'm just saying, but I had to go physically down to Cecil B. Moore Avenue and cast my vote for who I wanted to be president.
Well, this is how it's going to work. I believe the deadline has passed to register to register as a member for the NAACP Philadelphia to vote in the election. However, the slate has been announced, and from what I'm understanding, there were no oppositions to Ms. Catherine Hicks putting in her candidacy for presidency.
Okay, excuse me. We're running out of time. I wish you would call earlier.
Okay.
We're going to do this again next week, but please give me a call. Yeah, I guess you have my information so that I can get my prescription for the Sunday Sun. And on top of that, I would like for you to interview our CEO. She's got a great story.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And can I get your information offline? Because I know you don't want to put that on.
No, you can do it right now. You ready?
Okay. 1 second. I'm just going to grab
You know what I'm going to do? Because we're going to.
I got it.
215.
Yeah, I got it.
921-2277 and ask for Reggie. That's My Independence at Home, 215-921-2277. Ask for Reggie.
Ask for Reggie.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a good time here. We got some interesting businesses here. Hopefully that you will support the people who support you. You will support the people that's on this station. Cam, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Reggie, and I hope I'll join you in another week.
Okay, and as always, we are blessed by the best and destined for success. It's up to us to do our best to make this world a better place for everyone. There's nothing to it but to do it, and once we do it, ain't no stopping us now. See you next week.